Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to be talking about genetic testing for cancer. I know that you all have heard in the news that Angelina Jolie had cancer-preventing surgery. That first she had a mastectomy and with reconstruction, and then she had surgery to remove her ovaries and her fallopian tubes. And that's because she was tested. She had genetic testing that was done, which showed that she had a mutation in her BRCA1 gene. And that gave her an 87% chance of developing breast cancer. The reason why she was tested is because she had a family history of breast cancer. So she got tested. Having a mutation in the BRCA1 gene also, not only did it give her an 87% chance of developing breast cancer, it also gave her a 50% chance of developing ovarian cancer. She lost her mom and her grandmother and her aunt to cancer. So that's why she had the testing. And you know, genetic testing have come a long way. There's so many things we can do to help protect ourselves from cancer. But I wanted to just spend a little bit of time to tell you that, you know, I've always said, if you wanted to go to Houston, I can't give you directions until I know where you are. Because the direction to Houston is different if I'm coming from New York City or if I'm coming from San Antonio. In the same token, testing is invaluable. Knowing what the score is always good before you can proceed forward. And in such, genetic testing has been around for a while. It's getting more and more popular. And it behooves you all to think about getting genetic testing to take care of things. All right? So let's just go over a few of the things that you can do. First of all, what is genetic testing for cancer? I mean, what does it do? Well, it's a predictive test which shows your likelihood of getting a particular type of cancer. For instance, it's a personal decision by you. Anyone who decides to undergo genetic testing should receive genetic counseling before and after the test is performed. And that because, you know, it will reveal a few things to you that's important that you know your risk before you do it. Now, who may be at risk for developing hereditary cancer? People with a family history of cancer, if two or more relatives on the same side of the family with the same or related forms of cancer, that person is at risk. Families with early onset of cancer, two or more relatives diagnosed with cancer at an early age. Family members with cancer at multiple sites, two or more types of cancer occurring in the same relative. Those are reasons for you to be concerned about you developing cancer. Now, just because you get genetic testing, that doesn't mean that you're going to be labeled. You see, if you look at what happens with your insurance in the future once you get tested, according to the rules, the Genetic Information Non-Description Act of 2008, also referred as GINA, is a new federal law that protects Americans from being treated unfairly because of differences in their DNA that may affect their health. The new law prevents discrimination from health insurers and employers. Additionally, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996 prohibits discrimination against employees and their dependent family members based on any health factors that they may have, including prior medical conditions, previous claims, experience, and genetic information. So in other words, the testing that you get is solely your information, and it's not supposed to be used to affect your future insurability and so on. Now, what is the testing procedure like for this? The breast and ovarian cancer screen test is performed utilizing basically a swab of your mouth. It's a little swab you put in your mouth, you swab around, and that you turn it in. And usually the results come back within 1 to 2 weeks, usually about 10 days. Most insurances do pay for some of these testing, all right? But you'll have to check with your insurance company as to whether or not they take care of it, all right? Well, let's just talk quickly about a few of the types of cancer that genetic testing can help with. First of all, breast cancer. Breast cancer is the most common female cancer, affecting approximately 1 in 8 women. 1 in 8 women. So if you have 8 girlfriends, guess what? One of you probably will get breast cancer. Approximately 5 to 10% of breast cancers are genetic or hereditary. Hereditary cancers are caused by mutation in a gene that can be passed on from generation to generation. Women who have an abnormal mutation can have up to an 87% risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. Some of the factors that may increase your risk of breast cancers include family history of breast cancer, genetic mutations, dense breast tissue, early onset of menstrual periods, or late menopause, not having children or having them later in life, postmenopausal hormone therapy. And by that, I mean postmenopausal synthetic hormone therapy. People with increased age, alcohol, obesity, history of radiation to the chest. Those can all increase your risk of getting breast cancer. How do you reduce your risk of breast cancer? Number one, frequent breast cancer screenings. 2, preventative medications, exercise, and maintain a healthy weight. When I say preventative medications, things like DIM, which helps make sure that if you are, your estrogen goes down the healthy pathway as opposed to the cancerous pathway. Limited synthetic hormone therapy. Limited synthetic hormone therapy. All right? Which, by the way, birth control pills is synthetic hormone therapy. Risk reduction surgery, as in the case of Angelina Jolie, and decrease in alcohol usage will also decrease your risk of breast cancer. So that's breast cancer. The next one we want to talk is about ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer is the 9th most common cancer in women, the 9th. It ranks 5th as a cause of cancer death in women. Approximately 10 to 15% of ovarian cancer is hereditary. 10 to 15%. Hereditary cancers are caused by mutation in a gene that can be passed on from generation to generation. Women who have a mutation can have up to 44% risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. So if you have a risk of ovarian cancer, it also increases your risk of also having breast cancer. Factors that may increase your risk of ovarian cancer: family history of breast cancer, number one. Number two, a previous cancer diagnosis. Never having been pregnant and being older. Genetic mutation and increase in age. How to reduce your risk of ovarian cancer? Preventive screening. Preventive surgery. Those are the best ways. And also bioidentical hormone replacement, right? As opposed to synthetic hormone replacement. The third cancer we're going to talk about is colorectal cancer. Colorectal cancer means cancer that starts in either the colon or the rectum. Most colorectal cancer does not run in the family. Only about 5% of colorectal cancer is hereditary. And again, hereditary means it's caused by a mutation in a gene that can be passed on from generation to generation. Some of the factors that increase your risk for colon cancer include family history of colon cancer, history of colon polyps, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and other diseases of the colon. And if you also have colon problems, bloating, gas, blood in your stools, those also increase your risk of colon cancer. Genetic mutations, being diabetic, being overweight, smoking, alcohol consumption, low fiber, or high fat diet, those are all things that can increase your risk for colon cancer. Being over 50 years old and being of African American descent, those things all increase your risk of having colorectal cancer. How do you reduce the risk of colon cancer? Preventive screening beginning at age 50 if for low risk, but if you have one of the risk factors I just discussed, then start at age 45. Incorporating bulk like fruits and vegetables and whole grain in your diet, decreasing alcohol consumption, regular exercise, maintain a healthy weight, smoking cessation, and risk reduction surgery. Now, colorectal cancer, for myself, I had a family history of colon cancer. That meant that that's because my mom died of colon cancer, my uncle died of colon cancer, and I had an aunt that died of colon cancer. So about 8 years ago, I had some blood in my stool. So I went and I got a colonoscopy done. And it showed that I had some polyps. We removed the polyps and we followed it for about 3-4 years. And the polyps kept coming back. The diagnosis on the polyp was always benign. And then finally, I said to myself, you know, I'm tired of getting this polyp coming back. Eventually, it will become cancerous. So what did I do? I chose to have what you call as a partial colectomy, which means that they remove a segment of my colon that had the polyp in so that I could reduce the risk of colon cancer. So that's what I did to help myself. Now, I didn't do genetic testing for that, but I knew I had a problem, so I just took care of the risk. Right? Once again, I just want to remind you that you are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are discussing genetic testing for cancer. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. So continuing on, we were talking about genetic testing for cancer. We talked about breast cancer and ovarian cancer. And then we talked about colorectal cancer. Now we're going to talk about endometrial cancer. Now, endometrial cancer, which means cancer of the lining of the uterus, is the most common cancer of the female reproductive organs. Approximately 1 in 41 women will develop endometrial cancer. So 1 in 41 means basically about 2.5 people out of every 100 people will get out of every 100 women will get endometrial cancer. While most Endometrial cancer does not run in a family. 1 to 5% of endometrial cancer is hereditary. That means it's passed on from generation to generation. Some of the factors that may increase your risk of endometrial cancer include family history of uterine or colon cancer, genetic mutations, increase in age, obesity, diabetes, changes in the balance of the female hormones in the body, postmenopausal women, start menstruation at an early age, before age 12. Well, you know, that used to be the case, but most kids, most women, girls these days start around age 10. So the younger you start, the greater your risk of getting endometrial cancer. And also the women who has menopause at a later time in life. So if your menopause is in the 50s, that's increased your risk of endometrial cancer. Never having been pregnant, believe it or not, is a risk for endometrial cancer. Synthetic hormone therapy is a risk for increase in endometrial cancer. How to reduce the risk of endometrial cancer? All right. Maintain a healthy weight. Exercise. Staying away from synthetic drugs, synthetic hormones. Taking the appropriate bioidentical hormones. And last but not least, preventative with surgery. So those are the things that you can do to reduce the risk of endometrial cancer. Next, we're going to talk about pancreatic cancer. Now, approximately 1 in 76 people will develop pancreatic cancer in their lifetime. 1 in 76. Most pancreatic cancer develops by chance and does not run in families. Some pancreatic cancer are hereditary, a small portion. Hereditary cancers are caused by a mutation in the gene that can be passed on from generation to gen and can cause up to 10% of pancreatic cancer. So basically about 10% of pancreatic cancers is hereditary. Some of the factors that make increase your risk of pancreatic cancer include a personal or family history of pancreatic cancer, genetic mutations, smoking, obesity, chronic inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis, diabetes, being African American descent. Those are all things that can increase your risk of pancreatic cancer. Now, how to reduce the risk of pancreatic cancer? Number one, stop smoking. Number two, maintain a healthy weight. Number three, choose a healthy diet. Number four, staying away from antacids. Xantac, Tagamet, those kinds of things can cause increase your risk for pancreatic cancer. Of course, not being diabetic, eating healthier foods and preventing yourself from getting diabetes will also be a good way to reduce your risk of pancreatic cancer. Now, once again, you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. The show Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio. You can reach me at 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are talking about genetic testing for cancer. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29, Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. 1-800-495-8558 or on internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Once again, who may be at risk for developing hereditary cancer? People with family history of cancer, two or more relatives on the same side of the family with the same or related forms of cancer, families with early onset of cancer, two or more relatives diagnosed with cancer at an early age, family members with cancer at multiple sites, two or more types of cancer occurring in the same relative, people with who smoke, who drink, who are overweight, who have diabetes, who are in poor health, are also at risk for developing cancer. Well, the next cancer we're going to talk about is prostate cancer. Now, other than skin cancer, prostate cancer is the most common type of cancer found in American men, right? So, prostate cancer is the most common type of cancer found in American men. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of death in men. Most cases of prostate cancer develop by chance and do not run in the families. A small portion of prostate cancers are hereditary. And again, hereditary cancers are caused by a mutation in a gene that can be passed on from generation to generation. Men who have an abnormal gene are as much as 20 times more likely to develop prostate cancer. So if you have a genetic predisposition to prostate cancer, you have a 20 times greater incidence of prostate cancer. Some of the factors that can increase your risk of prostate cancer include family history of prostate cancer, genetic mutations, older age greater than 65, being African American race, being overweight. How to reduce the risk of prostate cancer? A healthy diet full of fruits and vegetables. Exercise regularly. Improve your overall health. Maintain a healthy weight. Increase prostate screening, i.e. follow up with your doctor so he can do screening properly. And have your prostate checked on a regular basis. The next one we're going to talk about is gastric cancer. Gastric cancer, also called stomach cancer, is cancer that starts in the stomach. Most stomach cancers do not run in the family, but some stomach cancers are hereditary, and gene abnormalities can significantly increase the risk of one or more types of gastric cancers. Factors that may increase your risk of gastric cancer include family history of stomach cancer, genetic mutations, a diet high in salty and smoked foods and low in fruits and vegetables, infection with H. pylori bacteria, long-term stomach inflammation, chronic use of antacids, Zantac, Tagmet, Prilosec, smoking, stomach polyps, leaky gut. How to reduce the risk of gastric cancer? Healthy diet, full of fruits and vegetables, probiotics, reduce the amount of salty and smoky foods and spicy foods, exercise on a regular basis, maintain a healthy weight, reduce antacids, reduce pain medications, reduce antibiotic usage, increase screening of your stomach, smoking cessation. Those are all the things that can help with gastric cancer prevention. The final cancer we're going to talk about is skin cancer. Skin cancer is often divided into categories, non-melanoma and melanoma. Non-melanoma skin cancers are the most common cancers in men and women. There are two types of non-melanoma skin cancer. Those are basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma. The rest are melanoma, which is malignant and very, very crucial that they diagnose early. Some of the factors that may increase your risk of skin cancer include family history of skin cancer, genetic mutations, exposure to sunlight, UV radiation, fair skin, moles, skin lesions, history of sunburn, or fragile skin. How to reduce the risk of skin cancer? Avoid the sun during the middle of the day. Wear sunscreens year-round and protective clothing. Remember, when you put sunscreens when you go out in the sun, it only lasts about 2 to 3 hours. So you should really apply it every 2 to 3 hours. Avoid tanning beds. Be aware of sun-sensitizing medications. And being cognizant of your skin and what's going on with your skin. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Grow younger, the truth shall set you free. Once again, my number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You could email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com, vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B20 and Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can reach me on the internet at www.field29.com, field29.com. You guys have a wonderful time. I will catch you later. God bless you. Bye.